Estevan. The board of directors of the Estevan Minor Hockey Association has been tasked with creating a brand for the Estevan hockey community. The purpose of the rebranding of minor hockey teams has what the EMHA called several valid objectives and goals. Create a known brand that is synonymous with Estevan hockey. When teams travel to neighboring communities, they will be recognized for their brand, logo and association. Create pride throughout EMHA as young players grow within the system and are proud to wear each crest with the goal of becoming a Bruin. Reduce the amount of what the EMHA called wasteful team swag. Coaches and players will be able to reuse hoodies, track suits, coats, workout gear, etc., for several seasons while flying under the same team banner for 4 to 6 seasons consecutively. Due to the previous success of rebranding in the female division, those teams will remain as Bearcats, the EMHA said. The change applies only to House League teams. It does not affect the age representative teams, or the squads comprised of House League players competing at provincials. For example, the U18 AAA team will still be known as the Estevan Bears, while the U13 and U11A teams will be the Estevan Bruins. The Under-5, U7 and U9 divisions for House Leagues will be the Estevan Cubs. The U11 and U13 divisions will be the Estevan Bears. The U15 and U18 divisions will be the Estevan Bruins. We are asking for sponsorship of each team in each division to help offset the cost of replacing the entire stock of jerseys, the EMHA said in a news release. This upcoming season, the U9 division is the focus. We will have 6 or 7 teams and each team will be named after their sponsor. Other divisions will follow suit in the coming years. The EMHA is asking for $1,000 per year for 4 years. In return, a business name will be printed into the name bar on the back of the jersey. The sponsor will also receive the advertising for the 5th year at no additional cost. After 5 years, the sponsorship would be up for renewal. Businesses, organizations and even individuals can be a sponsor. The EMHA says it understands and appreciates the hard work required for businesses to be able to contribute towards programs. Your generosity is not taken for granted. We thank you for considering our organization, the news release said.